From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Thousands of California residents remain without electricity after an earthquake yesterday. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake at 6.5. It struck about 270 miles north of San Francisco at 4:27 p.m. local time. Authorities say several people received cuts and bruises, but no major injuries were reported. The quake knocked down power in several coastal communities. It was followed by at least 9 aftershocks, with the strongest one measuring 4.5. Much of the East Coast and the South are still in a deep freeze. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
The snow and sleet that reached as far south as Florida has moved out, but the Arctic cold remains. Oklahoma, Arkansas, and western Tennessee will see lows in the single digits and teens, and much of the Gulf Coast and central Florida will dip into the 20s. The average high in Atlanta this time of year is 50 degrees, but forecasters say the mercury will only reach into the 30s on Sunday. Subfreezing temperatures have stuck around for a week, something this part of the country rarely sees. Forecasters are predicting near-record cold through Sunday night in parts of Florida and the Keys, and a hard freeze warning is in effect from eastern Texas and Louisiana to Georgia and into northern Florida. Citrus growers are watching their crops closely as damage occurs when the temperature remains below 28 degrees for several hours. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Outside of Atlanta, two teenage boys died yesterday after falling through the ice while playing around in a partially frozen pond. In Vermont, 3 people died yesterday when their snowmobiles went through ice into a lake near Salisbury. President Obama says he forgives the Senate Majority Leader for comments regarding the president's race that were made during the presidential campaign. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
According to the book Game Change, Nevada Democratic Senator Harry Reid discussed the president's appeal in 2008. Reid is quoted as saying that the nation was ready to embrace a black presidential candidate, especially one like Mr. Obama, whom Reid described as a light-skinned African-American with, quote, no Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. Reid issued a statement Saturday apologizing for his poor choice of words and calling himself a proud and enthusiastic supporter of the president. The president said in a statement that Reid called to apologize, and Mr. Obama said he accepted it without question because of the leadership Reid had shown on issues of social justice. President Obama headlined a fundraiser for Reid last May, but Reid is currently trailing 2 of his Republican opponents in his bid for re-election. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Spanish officials said today police have arrested 4 suspected members of ETA, the Basque separatist group. They say 2 were stopped last night about 20 miles east of the border with Portugal, driving a van loaded with explosives. 2 others were picked up in France. This is NPR News from Washington. The African Nations Cup is to get underway today in Angola, the premier soccer tournament on the continent. It's not clear whether Togo will take part. Gunmen attacked the team's bus shortly after it crossed into Angola from Congo Friday. 2 team officials were killed, as well as the bus driver. Several people were injured. There are reports the players want to go ahead with their scheduled match against Ghana tomorrow. They're waiting for an announcement from the Togo government. A newspaper in northern Mexico says it will no longer cover drug-related violence. It made the announcement after one of its reporters was killed this week. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Valentin Valdez Espinoza's tortured body was found outside a hotel that had featured prominently in 2 of his final stories. Valdez covered local news for the Zocalo de Saltillo in the northern Mexican state of Coahuila. He'd written about members of Los Zetas, the armed wing of the Gulf cartel, being arrested at the Marbella Hotel in Saltillo on December 29th. Then he followed up with a story about other members of the Zetas bursting in and stealing the hotel's surveillance tapes. Valdez's body was dumped in front of the same hotel. His editors say that from now on they will publish 0 information related to drug trafficking as a result of the reporter's murder. And to prove it, the day after Valdez was killed, their front page headline was about the weather. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
China is now the top exporter in the world. The state Xinhua News Agency reports China's exports last month totaled $130.7 billion. Exports for the year were $1.2 trillion, more than the next closest country, Germany, with $1.1 trillion. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.